This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Friday evening, March 13th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Pelican Acquisition PELI partner Greenland Energy CEO WARNS of Structural Oil Supply Risks in Benzinga Interview. Price highlights geopolitical choke points like the Strait of Hormuz and declining investment in conventional production. He emphasizes the importance of long-term resources for global energy security, focusing on frontier exploration efforts, including Greenland's Jameson Land Basin.
Rock breaks. USA. Rare Earth, Inc. NASDAQ. USAR to acquire Texas Mineral Resources in $73 million stock deal. USA Rare Earth, Inc. NASDAQ. USAR has entered into a $73 million stock deal to acquire Texas Mineral Resources. The agreement will see USA taking over TMRC, consolidating ownership of the Round Top project in Texas. This move aims to position USA as the sole operator and 100% economic beneficiary of rare earth and critical minerals development, with expected commercial production in 2028. Investor news breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corp. partner Greenland Energy CEO warns of structural oil supply risks in Benzinga interview. Greenland Energy's incoming CEO Robert Price warns of structural oil supply risks in a recent interview with Public. Benzinga. Price highlights geopolitical choke points and declining long-term investment in conventional production. He emphasizes the importance of frontier exploration efforts, like those in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, to address future supply constraints. Pelican Acquisition Corporation continues to focus on long-term shareholder value in the evolving energy market.
Volkswagen profits tumble as tariffs, competition in China weigh on earnings. Volkswagen has reported one of its worst financial performances in years, with operating profit more than halving in 2025, as the German automaker absorbs the combined weight of American tariffs, a collapsing position in China, and deepening problems at two of its most profitable brands. The results confirm that Europe's biggest auto manufacturer is fighting on multiple fronts simultaneously and losing ground on most of them.
Plastic, chemical industries' dependence on oil to linger for much longer. Plastic and chemical industries will remain reliant on oil even as electric vehicles disrupt the transport sector. GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. is among the companies working to replace fossil fuels in applications like home heating. Green Energy Stocks provides a platform for companies shaping the green economy to reach investors and consumers effectively.
Mission Iran News breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corporation announces Ashiq Merchant as CFO of post-merger Greenland Energy Company ahead of their proposed merger. The combined company is set to trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol GLND post-merger, with Merchant overseeing financial operations and development plans for the Jameson Land Basin.
Renewal Fuels Inc., RNWF, positions itself in the emerging fusion energy landscape amid rising energy security concerns. Renewal Fuels Inc. is advancing in the fusion energy sector with its Texitron TM fusion system, utilizing a deuterium helium-3 fuel pathway. The company has filed 20 patent applications for the architecture and is progressing towards SEC reporting status. As global energy security concerns rise, Renewal Fuels is strategically positioning itself to contribute to domestically produced non-fossil power solutions. Investor news breaks. Renewal Fuels, Inc. completes PCAOB audits and submits Form 10 registration statement. Renewal Fuels, Inc. has completed PCAOB audits for fiscal years 2024 and 2025 and submitted a Form 10 registration statement to the SEC moving closer to becoming a fully reporting public company. The company aims to qualify for the OTCQB venture market and explore potential uplisting to a national securities exchange. Renewal Fuels continues discussions with investment banks for capital markets initiatives to support the Texatron Fusion Energy platform development.
What FEMA's flood maps don't cover, and what that means for environmental reporting. FEMA flood maps may not cover all flood risks, leaving properties vulnerable to heavy rainfall flooding. Risk Footprint integrates Fathom Swiss Re flood models to provide a more complete picture, including pluvial flooding. By adding estimated first floor elevation data, the platform moves from flood exposure to actual vulnerability. Consultants are urged to conduct full spectrum flood assessments before deals close. Risk Footprint reports are available for a few hundred dollars per property, making comprehensive flood due diligence accessible.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.